Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
The Irish Farmers Association fears that farming families could be forced to break up family farms and sell off land to fund nursing home care. The Farming Independent reports today that more than 13,000 people who have land in long-term leases won't qualify for the three-year cap on nursing home charges through the Fair Deal scheme. It means they could potentially face nursing home bills in excess of €120,000 a year. Well, Teresa Roach is the IFA Farm Family and Social Affairs Committee Chair, and Teresa's on the line now. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Claire. Thank you for having me.
So 13,000 people could be affected by this. So it's a significant issue, Teresa.
Yes, it's a critical issue for farm families as we want to sustain people living on family farms, and it's a huge financial burden to come up with costs that for Fair Deal schemes and for family farms. So it's a massive issue.
So explain it to us then. So the people we're talking about, they have land that they have leased out, right? And the fact that they have leased the land out disqualifies them from this three-year cap under the Fair Deal scheme. What does that mean, essentially?
So I suppose the criteria, first of all, to remember that you need to have have handed over the land at least 5 years prior to entering the nursing home Fair Deal scheme. That's one of the most important things for the criteria. You need to meet the criteria for the Fair Deal scheme to qualify. So you need to, and out of that, then you need to be actively, you need to, three-year cap, you need to meet the three-year cap criteria. So in relation to that, that is 7.5% for 3 years of your farm family assets. So that will be in relation to your pension, that will be your income, that will be rental income, that will be fees, dividends, shares, and also in relation to leased land. That is considered as an income. So that is taken into consideration under the Fair Deal scheme. And we, you know, in relation to for a couple, that will be, it's 7.5% for 3 years, so that's equal to 22% over 80% of your asset and your pension is included. Outside of that, then you're looking at a couple where we will come down to 3.75% in that income. So it's half of that for a couple if one person entered the nursing home scheme.
So the first thing, no matter what, you have to have handed over the farm 5 years previously to a successor. So that doesn't include handing it over to somebody who's leasing the land from you.
No, and the successor can be appointed. So in relation to that, the most important part of that criteria is your successor needs to be appointed who will actively farm the land for 6 years going forward. And they would have to be an active farmer for at least three of the 5 years previously as well. And in relation to that, then the farm and land, they need to be, the farm successor must actively farm the land for 6 years consecutively. And the successor must actively farm the land, as I mentioned. That's an important part to remember. The successor can also be, you know, a parent, a child, a grandchild, a parent, an uncle, an aunt, a niece, a great niece. So we have actively extended that criteria for the successor to be appointed.
Right, but for the 13,000 people who've leased out their land, that land is not recognised under the scheme as being actively farmed. So they could be in trouble here.
Yes, absolutely. And at this present time, it is taken into consideration, Claire, and the leased land is taken into consideration. And there is a lot of complexities and uncertainties surrounding this leased land. And with the transfer of land, would be particularly in relation to the leased land. So we would be, I suppose, actually asking the HSE to clarify this uncertainty about leased land, and if there would be... I suppose what we want to do is to make sure that we can keep people to actively farming, and if there could be a situation where there could be a cap on the genuine farmer who is actively farming, and that they could stay, you know, actively farming, because many farms are, you know, two thirds of family farms are unviable at the moment. They're smaller, fragmented lands. And in relation to that, you would be looking, you know, to keep its people's, you know, they are custodians of their land, they're generational family farms, and we want to keep that in the family unit for many people. And we want to also make sure that the younger generation are active farmers as well, and that they can be buy into this, either, you know, lease land or buying land, that they are taken into this under this consideration. We would say that there needs to be, there needs to be clarity around this.
So if you're caught by this rule and your land is leased out and you need to go into a nursing home, the costs you could face then are between 70,000 and 120,000 euro a year.
Yes, it's substantial, huge costs that are a huge financial burden to family farms. And that can depend on each individual's needs, depending on the criteria that is required. So it is a massive average costs are anywhere from 1,130 to over 1,460, up to 1,500 per week. And that can, you know, be in excess of over 70,000 per year for a public patient entering the nursing home scheme. So it's a lot of money. It's over it can cost some people up to 2,300 per week, which is a huge financial cost to a person's income.
Teresa, are you aware of cases where families have had to sell the land altogether to try and foot the bill?
Yes, we are. We're very aware. We're getting inundated with phone calls of the crises that families are under, where they, you know, they're, first of all, it's their income that is taken into consideration. There's the first 36,000 is anything is capped over that. So families are feeling their income is first gone, and then they have to sell sites from the land. Originally, it starts with one site and then two sites, and they do have to break up the family farm to pay for the costs. And I suppose it's just that it's, for many farms, it is a working asset, it is an income, and people want to actively stay and work that family farm and keep it in the family for generations to come and for the next future generations. But it is a financial burden, and it is when the income is very low on the family farms, it's a huge crisis for many
people. So what's your advice then, Teresa, from the IFA to these families? You know, given that the rule is in place, I know that you'd like to see the rule changed, but in the meantime, what should farm families do?
I think the first thing is, no matter what farm, for future-proofing their family farm, they need to have a roundtable discussion with a good cup of tea, and they need to make their family wishes aware of what the family need to make their wishes known to their family members. They need to make a will. They need to get good, sound solicitor advice, tax advice and legal advice on their family farm. And to put the criteria into place, and they need to look at the HSE's requirement and in relation to the Fair Deal Scheme, what is asked. So you're looking at that criteria, and that means having handed over, transferred that land for at least 5 years prior to entering the nursing home.
So
that is critical.
You need to get really good advice, but in very good time as well, before you're in a crisis.
Exactly, Claire. You need to probably be looking at least 10 to 15 years just to make sure that you have put the criteria into place, and you need to, you know, get that active successor put into place as well. Mm-hmm. That is really important.
Mary has been in touch, and she wonders whether land leased to a son means that you fall foul of this Fair Deal rule, Teresa.
Yeah, it's a very good question. And I think that is something we will be asking the HSE to clarify for us, because it is a very relevant question, and it's something that we haven't got full clarification on, and I will be going to the HSE and asking this question on behalf of your caller today. But that is something we would like a commitment from. We don't know.
Right. OK. Thank you very much. Lots of unknowns there and concerns for farm families, particularly those who have leased out the land. Teresa, thank you very much for being with us. Teresa Roach there, IFA Farm, Family and Social Affairs Committee Chair. Now, we're going to get the latest from Gaza. Hamas saying this morning that there is no point in having ceasefire talks with Israel, as it announced plans to clear the entire area. More on that after this.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.